The boat came from a man in Homer with many original parts.
Among the things we had were two original sails that go with it.
Ellen Carley is a conservator with the Alaska State Museum. As part of the exhibit, the museum will use the sail of the boat as a screen to project images and videos of double enders being used in Bristol Bay. But Carley says they won't use the original sail for that.
Not only is it kind of dirty and used and the images wouldn't show up very well, but if over time we projected light under the sail in the same rectangle, we would fade and deteriorate the sail in that area. And we weren't willing to damage the sail.
Enter Louis Bartos. Bartos is a sailmaker. The 79-year-old Ketchikan man began sailing when he was only 10 years old. Over those decades at sea, Bartos has mastered the craft of replicating the old style of sailmaking. Bartos got his knowledge from a scruffy Scandinavian sailor.
I got a good foundation in rope work and so on and so forth. And I asked him, you know, all the time, making a repair, minor repair on a sail, and he would kind of go into how it was done in the old days.
Bartos spent as much time with this sailmaster as he could.
So you acquire a lot of knowledge by doing and watching.
Ellen Carley at the State Museum quickly tapped the craftsman to recreate the sail to match the original so it could be used for the exhibit. Bartos examined the old cotton sail, paid close attention to the stitching and the material used so he could match it as closely as possible. Working quickly, it takes Bartos about 2 weeks to complete a sail.
The old way is an art. The new way is science. I'm stuck between the two. I have to jump something like 300 years at times. The modern sails are quite scientific. The art is not there.
A close friend of Bartos told him he should write his knowledge of sailmaking down before it disappears for good.
He said, I challenge you to write this. Write this into some sort of small volume. Well, it doesn't go into a small volume. It's quite large.
That quite large volume is already 900 pages, and Bartos isn't even done writing it yet. The boat is getting a new sail, but it's not getting a new paint job. Years ago, this double ender was stripped to get refinished, so it's not painted. This particular double ender was from the Libby, McNeil & Libby Fishing Company that operated in Bristol Bay in the early part of the 20th century. Libby painted their boats orange. The museum has decided not to paint it that original color, but leave the raw wood exposed. Ellen Carley believes that look will be better for the exhibit, but not all agree.
Some people say, well, you know, you got this junked out wood-colored boat and you're going to put a sail on it? Like, that doesn't match up. That's kind of weird. But on the other hand, there's reasons not to paint it because you can sort of see all that original, the way it was built and that sort of thing.
It's a debate between boat purists and non-boat purists. Carley says they could always paint it later if they decide that's the better option.
But if we covered the thing with paint and then we decided we didn't think that was a great idea, it would be a lot harder to undo that, you know, sort of like uncooking an egg sort of thing. So I think that we're keeping our options open.
There's still a few pieces of the Bristol Bay double ender history that are missing from the exhibit. Carley is hoping to get them before the exhibit opens next year. So if you have any of those hidden away in your basement or garage somewhere, the Alaska State Museum in Juneau will gladly take them off your hands. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.
In the early years of fishing on the bay, aluminum had not yet been discovered. Boats were built of wood the old-time way. No inboard V8 engines to push them through the waves. Only gaff rigged sails they worked by hand. They were doing fine till that day.